good afternoon or good evening from Ralph Winter Road, Truth Seeker of the Far North. Beautiful day in Alaska. Almost the water started, the snow starting to melt. We're going to get rid of a couple of feet of snow here. It's going to be great. Hopefully in about another couple of weeks. We like the lower 48 in a few aspects. I'm going to talk a little bit probably about public officers today and public offices. I dialed in and I looked at the case of Hoban, Kent Hoban, down in Florida, which was a pastor of some church. I don't know the name of the church. And he was, one of his big crimes was he was paying some of his people in cash. I looked at the sentencing. I could not believe it. They sentenced him to 10 years in jail. 10 years. And another 36 months, and the good, glorious, gracious, the judge did. He's going to make that on a concurrent 36 months. 10 years in jail for paying people in cash. Alan Ritchie is one of the few attorneys that I've looked at a lot of his stuff, and he's one of the few that I would probably engage if I actually wanted to have an attorney. And unbelievably, when they did the trial after the closing arguments, the judge, they added another jury instruction after the fact. And, of course, Richie, they brought that up, and, of course, they don't want to let Kent Hoban out because he's a risk of flight. And, of course, he said something about the Creator smiting these or smiting these people here that were pursuing him. So that's perceived as a threat. But we're not supposed to say anything against these people. I have a friend over here that does dog mushing, has a dog lot, and it just astounds me. Somebody doesn't like you, so they turn you in, and here comes the dog police. He's got police written on it. He's a code guy, right? Where's your authority? Oh, I don't have to show you that. What's a public officer? I have not a clue. Well, if somebody called in a complaint, can I find out who it is? No, we can't tell you that. Was it a serious complaint? I can't tell you that. By the way, where's your license? Because you got more than two dogs, you got more than three dogs. Have you been cleaning the poop? It's up to us all to jump through all these hoops. And he leaves, and you can't find out anything. It just boggles. I don't know what the word is. It's unbelievable. It's like the frog that gets in the pan. He gets invited for dinner. And he's complaining, the frog's complaining about the heat. So he's complaining about the pan's not big enough. He wants more water. He'd like to turn the heat down, so he wants to control the gas. That's the problem that we, the people, find ourselves in, is we don't know the solution. And you know what all the frog has to do to exercise his sovereign authority in the animal world is get out of the darn pan, go back to the pond. Just leave. That's what's so astounding about this Real ID Act. When you really understand the simplest concept, if Congress grants Congress control, the remedy or the lack thereof, no, absolutely no different than a child in a house. You can grant one an allowance. You can grant another one not an allowance. You can change the times that they come in. It's at will because you're the grantor, and they're the grant. They're the person receiving the grant. That's why when you go look at somebody, when you finally get to the root of the poisonous tree, this government that sits outside of the Constitution. What is the source problem? It's us. It's our status. And we don't know how to be free. I don't think we want to be free. Unfortunately, most of us don't. We're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back from break. And let's talk a little bit about public officers, about the police. Do the police have police power? Does the sheriff really have police power? What is a public officer? Who are these people? Got a lot of people, and I am one of those that went after the oaths of office of public officers. And there's not one person, one man or woman in all of Alaska that can get 41 little words right, the public officer. Now, the Constitution of the, quote, state of Alaska is a nice, fascist, communist, totalitarian document. It's unbelievable when you actually can start to understand it, but it says if you're a public officer, and it's got in quotation 41 little words, and you believe that nobody from the governor, the legislature, we have courts that are split up, the low level, the high level, and they each got a different oath that they abide by because they live in different fictional worlds. Nobody can get 41 little words right. Would you trust somebody that cannot get 41 little words right? Of course, when they sign up to be an employee, they're right on point. They don't miss a comma. It's absolutely letter perfect. So the question is, what do people think of office? Oh, that's where I go to work. No, that is not what an office is. And probably one of the closest definitions comes out of Giles Jacobs' Law Dictionary, which was the law dictionary of the time of the when we became a constitutional republic. And then in 1811, it was put over in this country here by a fellow named Tomlin, and he's got a definition of office. Extremely interesting. It is said that the word officium principally implies a duty, and in the next place, the charge of such duty, and that it is a rule that where one man hath to do with another's affairs against his will and without his leave, that means his permission, that this is an office, and he who is in it is an officer. And the source is CARTH 478 Institute. That is what's called a limited delegation of power. We have gotten around and we give a limited delegation of power to a government because we want to resolve things peacefully. We want to have a nice, peaceful society, but we do not want to be ruled. I did a lot of research. And I finally came up with an absolutely great case that has this person that did this, this is out of the Supreme Court of Montana, 1927. It's State versus Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S. And it's 257 P-411 is the site. And he articulates with great specificity after examining all of this, and he gets it in just in one area, and then he's got all of these other supporting cases about employees, a position, and that. But I'm going to read this because it's so important. It says, this is the quote now, after an exhaustive examination of the authorities, we hold that five elements are indispensable in any position of public employment in order to make at a public office of a civil nature. Number one, it must be created by the Constitution or the legislature. So quote the, I'm out of this now. So the office has got to be created by the Constitution or by the legislature. Two, it must possess a delegation of a portion of the sovereign power of the government, be exercised for the benefit of the public. So if we're the sovereigns, we allow a limited delegation of power. It's like if we have the executive, we say, you're going to execute this, the legislature, you can make laws as long as they're within the limits of powers we grant you. The judiciary, you can rule on the law within as long as you have jurisdiction. Or you can put it another way, if you're building a house, you would have a plumber and you say, this is an office and these are the things you can and can't do. There's the carpenters. These are things you can and can't do. The office, powers and duties. These are the only things you can work on. Three, back quoting again, powers conferred and the duties to be discharged must be defined directly or implied by the legislature or through legislative authority. So they have to be there somehow, like when you have a plumber. You're going to install all the plumbing, and these are your powers and duties, your certificate. This is the power. This says that you're qualified to do the job. And this is what you do. You're not supposed to be over here working on the roof. Number four, back into the quote again. The duties must be performed independently and without control of a superior power other than the law. So I want you to operate, and because you're exercising some authority, you don't go ask somebody, hey, can I do this? No. You're qualified to do it. Five, it must have some permanency and continuity. The officer must take and file an oath, official oath, comma, hold a commission or other written authority, that's called a certificate of election or a civil commission, back in the quote, and give official bond And then a bond, an official bond, is usually your two securities of yours for your performance back into the state if the latter be required by proper authority. So, first of all, how do we even find an organic constitution today? Organic constitutions can be called a constitution. A constitution or a charter for a fiction. A corporation can be called a constitution. How do you tell them apart? Alaska's is real easy, like most states are. First of all, it should be the Constitution of Alaska, not the Constitution of the state of Alaska. The state of Alaska is the government. It should be the Constitution, the organic law of my sovereign country, one of the several states. But how do I tell it apart? Real easy. Alaska revises and rewrites internally the Constitution every year. And a lot of people, they just do it. It's revised and amendments. There's no external amendments. A corporate charter will never have external amendments. An organic constitution will never have the amendments rewritten or revised internally. And it will not be the Constitution of the state of Alaska. It'll be called the Constitution of Alaska. Of course, ours is named wrong, and of course, every year, somebody down there or somebody's in Juneau just changes things around. They just write, do it all on their own. It's unbelievable that they could be pulling this off. But, of course, if we're not taught what the difference is, how would we know? Alaska openly runs with two, quote, seals. Well, the seal, under the law of Mortmain, even in a organic state, somebody, the Secretary of State, has to have the seal. That's the authority, the signature for the fiction. Alaska's got two of them. And they openly use both of them. Alaska has a Secretary of State. One place in the Constitution. You know, there's nobody ever runs for the Secretary of State in Alaska. They changed it to the Lieutenant Governor. Got a military government, so we have a governor and a lieutenant governor. By the way, one has got a gold eagle, and the other one's got a silver eagle, because I got into the office of the lieutenant governor in Juneau, about got arrested for that, taking a couple pictures of a little empty room. Like, what's that going to do, right? You know, I just honestly, they just can't have this information out. So, do we have any public officers of any of the several states? It's mandated in Article 6. It's mandated, the very first law of the United States. Judicial officers, executive officers, legislative members must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they got to do it in the capacity of a public officer. They'll take oaths. I could take an oath. For what? I have no office. Whoops. So the oath is worthless. That's another one of the ruses. They all have oaths. Of course, the police, you can't get them. So the question is, do the police have any police power? No. They have no office. They're all employees. They're flunkies. Doesn't make them all bad. There are a few good police. There are a few legislators, very few. There are very few attorneys. There's some of them that I've talked to, the ones that like to have a change. And there's a few judges. I'm sure there's one out there. I haven't found him yet, but there's got to be one good judge out there somewhere. We're going to break, and then we'll be back with more of the truth.
Coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back from break again. And talking about public officers, people that have a limited delegation of power, the Anchorage Police, Alaska State Troopers, Wasilla Police. What is it? Who are they? I'm sitting in the Supreme Court of the United States with the writ of error, demanding the Supreme Court declare the law. I have a decision against me that says if the police ask you a question, you must answer their questions. So when they ask me, do I have proof of insurance? I say no. I just confess to a crime. I get out. They take me to jail and tow my car, my private property. There hasn't been a writ of error, the law declared, since about 1925, 28, somewhere along in that window. So who are these people? I like to see documentation and proof of it. I have got the Alaska State Troopers' use of force continuum, and their goal with the use of force continuum is to apply necessary force up into killing you to get you to surrender, to submit. Not surrender, submit. So, right in their use of force continuum. It's on my home page. Also on the home page is the Wasilla Police Manual. I got theirs. It says that they're professionals at making citizens arrest. They have no police power of any of the several states. They have no executive power of any. All they are is professionals, high-paid professionals, and they're military. They're paramilitary. You can ask almost any policeman. They'll tell you, yeah, I'm a member of a paramilitary. They work adjunct to the military. They go over and train with the military. Oh, yeah, right. They're civilian. You betcha. Mm-hmm. The paramilitary, you go back and look in the dictionaries, like in the 1940 time frame in the unabridged dictionaries, like Funk and Wagnalls, the word didn't even exist. We have a new thing. We're changing with a paramilitary. Of course, Anchorage is one of the worst. They have theirs is called response resistance, and even the defense attorneys can't even look at it because it's the sacred book. Wouldn't want anybody to read what they're saying in it. And anybody that's been in the military knows about the Uniform Code of Military Justice. That's what you go by when you're in the military. Different articles. This is what the police go by. Their Uniform Code of Military Justice, and Anchorage is called Response Resistance, and we're not allowed to look at it because we're living in an overthrown country. We have the military. How do you making sure that you're complacent and compliant? That's another one of the issues that is in the Supreme Court that I dealt with, is everyone, for some reason, thinks Miranda rights are great. Wrong. You're stopped for whatever reason. The police, having no police power, not a public officer, not an executive officer of any of the several states. He's out there to make money and do some good, but it's basically a money-making issue. It's to make sure that you're compliant because you're driving the state's vehicle, motor vehicle. They want to make sure you got insurance. I wouldn't trust these people that I know to have my property out there either. I'd really want it insured. Wants to make sure that you got his corporate driver's license, permission to operate their motor vehicle. But what about the Miranda? It says right in the Miranda, Miranda's not law. Everybody's saying, who needs to read me my Miranda rights? No. Miranda is the illusion. It's the police. Like on DWI, he gets around, once he's got all of his evidence, then he reads the Miranda rights. He's got everything he needs. So what's the purpose of Miranda? It's to give us the illusion that we have a constitutional republic, that the military, this citizen, doing citizen's arrest, getting paid very good for it, at some point, to make it look good, we really shouldn't have you confess to this because we've got the guns. And you're scared, you don't understand, you're ignorant of the law, they've made sure of that. We need to advise you at some point, you know, you really ought to shut up because you're confessing to a crime, and we can't have this totally confessing on the record because, you know, we haven't totally got the people stupid yet. All of them are not totally ignorant. So the policeman is making the decision of when he thinks, now, wait a minute, who put him in charge of my inalienable right that he made? He's not an attorney. He has no license. He sure as heck's not a counselor at law. Somebody that's not bound by the bar. So the question is, why would you allow somebody to make the decision when you ought to shut your trap up or ask for a quote assistant to counsel? Turn it around and think of it the other way. Now, if you want to sit in a fictional world, that works great. Wait for the police, give you your Miranda rights. But they're not law. Brenda says so. It's even in my case that I went to the Court of Appeals. No, it's just not law.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Up, and we're back from break. And I was talking about the law, about what is the problem with the police. They're in violation of the very first act of Congress. Very first one. They have no oath of office as an executive officer of any of the several states. And nobody cares, and for some reason, I guess probably nobody knows, and very few people care. And people have been fighting the driver's license. They fight the right to travel. They fight all of these issues. But yet, when the police pulls up behind you, you've got a tag on that automatically you're a registered owner, and that's the same in every one of the states in commerce. I've looked at quite a few of them. It's very few words have changed. Registered owner is a debtor. State is a secured party. Commerce. And it's always in section 505, something 505, and then that goes up to 311, which always goes back to your registration. So you've got the military saying, well, you're driving in a car belonging to the state. We're allowing you to travel here with this driver's license that you have to be a citizen of the United States to get. Well, he has a right to pull you over. It's their car. He has a right to check the driver's license, because if somebody's driving your car, wouldn't you want to see if they've been licensed, have experience, check the insurance, check the registration, make sure it wasn't stolen? Of course, the way to deal with this is, what people do not understand is, we have misdemeanors, we have felonies, and of course they call these non-criminal, and they call them violations or infractions. Non-criminal can't go to jail. Except when they write them, they'll threaten you that they'll send you to jail. Well, in Alaska, they don't do that. What they do, because they're after the money, they just go after the permanent fund, which every, quote, citizen of the United States get somewhere, but $800 to maybe $1,500, $1,600 a year off of the billions that the state has invested. So they don't really care about jailing you. They want the money. So when you put in for the permanent fund, they just go get their money. Of course, I don't even know how many thousands and thousands of dollars because I don't do the permanent fund because I can't. Because I'm not a citizen of the United States, and I can prove it. So the question becomes, if you want to be a citizen of one of the several states, you want to actually act like you're sovereign, it's up to you to make the decision. Why would you allow the police that is not an attorney, not a counselor at law, has no legal training, to make a decision when you should shut up and quit giving evidence against yourself? And it's so simple. When the police show up, trying to arrest. Why? Because all misdemeanors require first-hand knowledge. Somebody has to visually see you do a misdemeanor. Somebody has to testify to it. It's amazing how many domestic violence and all these other ones where somebody said something and they go arrest this person. Where's the person with first-hand knowledge? Doesn't exist. So the question is, well, am I under arrest? Because he has to have seen me do something. No. Well, can I leave? No. Well, wait a minute here. Now, you're not a public officer. You have no police power, no executive power. How can you just stop me? For whatever reason. I've had them stop me because I didn't have, quote, tags, and then take my private property under force of arms and leave. Because I didn't have the license. I refused to surrender my private property to the state. That, by the way, is still sitting in the Ninth Circuit for about 3 years now. Nobody wants to touch it. Too hot to handle. So the question is, then I make the determination, because unless you have seen me commit a crime, they wrote these tickets, so I thought, oh, they're non-criminal. So I thought, well, let's test out the civil side. So I got subpoenas. Subpoenaed the cops, the troopers out here in Palmer, and they wouldn't show up. And then, of course, the directive come out, don't issue Ralph any more civil subpoenas. We want to use the criminal rules. It's not a crime, but we can't do civil because we can't ever show up and be under oath in a deposition. And they carry that one step farther. It's in the federal rules. It's just like in criminal rule 16A up here in our criminal rules. Imagine that when you go into a trial by jury and it's for a crime, who needs protection in that room? The only person that should need protection is the person that's on trial, is your constitutional rights. Oh, no, it's on all of the, Alaska's, it says we have to protect the law enforcement, we have to give protection to the police, so we can maintain effective law enforcement. It's in criminal rule 16A. We have to protect persons with the state of Alaska as a person, and we've got to protect the court system. Why would the judges and the prosecutor and all those attorneys need protection in the courtroom when I'm on trial and I'm the only one going to jail? The reason why is they're all criminals. In reality, when two or more of them get together and use force, proceed forward, and you give them the laws of the United States, and they wage war, that's treason. They're all guilty of treason, and they're all domestic terrorists. This cannot be. Where's the highest concentration of people doing treason and domestic terrorists? Courthouses? Legislature? Congress? This can't be. I must be smoking or drinking something. Thing is, I can prove it. That's even scarier yet. And then what's even scarier yet is that you can put this evidence out, documents, public documents, and nobody cares. I don't know how we wake people up. Or it's too late. Our constitutional republic is sitting dormant right now. It's gone, folks. Been gone since the Civil War. They just kept pecking away at it, and pretty soon all of the elements are all gone. They have created a complete government outside the Constitution. And nobody knows. Like the Real ID Act. I mean, when you go look at all of these things, you go look at the driver's license, you go look at anything where they're creating an obligation, then the first problem is, where in the Constitution did I give them power to create a some sort of a financial obligation or performance obligation on me? I'd like to find it. Not there? You won't find it. So how do we get it back? I hear a lot of these talk shows, people, they talk about, they dance around a lot of the problems, but they can't handle the real truth. Where's the remedy? Where is the remedy? It's us, you and me. Take a look in the mirror. We have a whole good ship lollipop full of pirates, and there's only one way to peacefully get this back is depopulate the pirate ship, one pirate at a time. We ask our divisions of election. I want to vote. I am not a citizen of the United States. I want to vote as a citizen of the United States of America as my traveling citizenship. An American citizen is called jus soli, which is the citizenship because it's birth citizenship, because I was born upon the land. I have the law of the land, and that attaches in this country inalienable rights. It's my birth citizenship, and you can't take it away. And the people that are naturalized are citizens of the United States of America, and they have all the rights of anybody else that's born here, except they can't be president of the United States. So we go to the divisions of elections, and then you want me? I have a Negro friend, and I'm supposed to say, would you go over and be a registered voter because you want to have the same rights as those white citizens? Congress is mandating that I be a racist? This can't be. Title 42, 1981, 1982, 1988. This can't be. We're these churches talking about, or these politicians, separation of church and state. We can't have, we got to keep the church and state separate. Now, wait a minute. I have a church. I'd like to start up a church. Now, wait a minute. I have to get a license to be a 501c3? Wait a minute, why would I have to have permission from the, quote, government to have a church? Separation of church and state, because if I get that, then it also limits what I can talk about from the pulpit. Of course, the next thing that happens is the church is complicit with being a money changer. Remember in the Bible about money changers? Oh, yeah, you can come in here and donate money, and you can get around and write it off on your taxes, so you didn't really give anything. Is that not the definition of a money changer? Changing the value of something? What you're supposedly donating free for purpose? Some of your sweat equity, something of value? The churches are all participating in it. Most of them are, and the ones that don't, they arrest pastors. Or people that are involved with it. Why does the church have to get permission to have religion or your faith? Like I say, when you start to sit down and you look at this when you start to see the common denominator, and that's what I've been doing all these years. I've been looking for the common denominator, and every road leads back to Congress. The highest pay, they're all bought and paid for. There might be a good one or two there, to some degree. Very, very rare do you find anybody that's going to listen, because you put the evidence to them, and just like we took a driver's license case up on appeal. We won, went back down, went off appeal again. Excuse me. We put in for an independent judge. We wanted somebody that doesn't have his hand in the till, because they're all getting paid behind the scenes. They all have what's called cooperative agreements, private contracts. These people on these child custody, they walk into the courtroom. Child custody folks have a contract with the Alaska court system. They made $465,000 last year in kickbacks. The judge, the court system, has a contract with the child enforcement folks. Child enforcement folks also have a contract with the Department of Law. They also have a contract with the police. behind the scenes. They're all getting kickback, and you go in there, and these people all have a financial interest in the outcome, and you think you're going to get due process of law. You're getting processed. It's all about money. They always go after the person that has the most money, because then we always have the custodial and we have the non-custodial. Well, see, non-custodial is a way to obfuscate what was the real meaning behind it. It used to be called absent parent. Now, that is almost simple enough that the lowest poorly educated person can understand it. Absent parent, but we say non-custodial. Well, what does that mean? Well, we can't really tell you what that means, but it's just, by the way, it means that you're going to pay. So they go after the money. When you start getting down to the real concept of the problem, I mean, we have just like the Twin Towers. Building 7, we had 3 buildings go down that are steel, and no building with steel has ever failed in a fire. Can't even begin to get warm enough. The 2 towers fell at the speed of gravity. The Pentagon, there's no plane. Where'd the motors go? Where'd the people go? Where'd the airplane go? In Congress, what are they doing? In the talk show, most of them are out there feeding this BS. Where's our simple logic, folks? There's no airplane at the Pentagon. There's the motors do not get jihaded up or beamed up. This is not Star Trek. Where's the airplane motors? Where's the dead people? Where's the airplane? It's like the Oklahoma bombing when you look at all those videos. Where's the hole in the ground? They got all of these videos scrutinizing with great detail, zooming in, and there's no hole in the ground, folks. It's supposed to be an 8x32-foot hole. What does it take? I don't know. I know when this thing comes down, it's going to be too late. It may be too late now. We've got to take our country back. There's a peaceful way to do it, and they're not going to be happy about it. We expose that you're not a citizen of the United States. We demand elections for the citizens of the several states. We cease and desist being on a jury or on a grand jury. And if we're charged, those people that are sitting there, they're under oath. And if they can't tell you what it is, that's perjury. It's a Class B felony in Alaska. They claim to be one, and you aren't. It's a Title 18, 9/11 is 3 years in the pokey. You claim to be a citizen of the United States and aren't. Of course, now, if you claim to be a citizen of the United States of America, where you actually take an oath of allegiance to a country for protection, the penalty is treason and death. Big difference. I'm so tired of meeting with politicians. And if you go into these politicians, you go into their office, and it's all, thanks for showing up, Ralph. And, oh, I'm so glad you pointed this out to us. And I did one back took an audit at a state doing audit because I got involved in the contracting where I lost this bid. They added $7 million to a sealed bid. And then I had an audit done, and I fought for a year. I finally get the audit done to show the corruption at the top. And the people that do the audit have no power to enforce, and the attorney general says, I'm not interested. So why do we have people that audit? It's a waste of time. They all got their hands in the till, so why even bother? Why give us the illusion? Why make me go through all of this and we prove it? The state proves it. I didn't prove it. And nobody wants to prosecute anyone. I don't know. It's like I said, I don't know what the word is. It's beyond belief. I imagine that George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, you know, they couldn't even vote in this constitutional republic today. who are way too smart, they would obviously figure out what the terms and the meanings were. And this started right after the Civil War when they created the registered voter, and the Attorney General, in an opinion, stated that we now have the military rising above the civilian government. We're going to break, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Well, we're back from break. And, of course, when they are getting all of us to enslave ourselves, the Indians aren't... They're not exempt either. They ran an article in the Daily News up here. And I said, why is it that the citizens of the United States that are Alaska Natives get all of this these free benefits? How come they get free medical and they get to fly around in Alaska to get the medical, and they have these corporations that give them large sums, some of them up to $50,000 or $80,000, depending on, some of them are just at it once in a while, and others are up there. Why do they get all these benefits if we're, quote, all citizens of the United States? And actually, the person that had written the article for the Anchorage Daily News had actually done a lot of research onto this, and she actually had an answer. And she said, oh, well, the reason why the Alaska Natives and or other Indians, why they have all of these, quote, benefits, because Congress gave it to them back in 1921. It's called the Snyder Act. And you can find it on the Internet. Well, this isn't on the Internet because this 1921, but it's 42 Stat 208. It's a real simple, about a third of a page. We're just going to get around and take care of the natives, Indians. Person 1871, they said, well, we're going to quit doing treaties with the Indians. Because if they're sovereign nations, we don't want to do a treaty. We've got better things in store for them. We have to suck them in, just like the other people of America. Oh, we'll quit doing treaties with them. And then along in the 1920s, they just declared Alaska Natives or the Indians are citizens of the United States. They just declared it. They waved their magic wand. You are all of a sudden. Makes it absolutely, when you start understanding the concept, which I did on a prior show here, is Osborne versus the Bank of the United States. Congress only has the power to make a uniform rule of naturalization. That's it. They cannot wave their magic wand and declare you to be anything. Then we have all these scam artists out there, not probably understanding what's going on, but trying to expatriate you out of being a citizen of the United States. That's like saying, I want to be like Santa Claus. So somebody comes along and says, I'm going to expatriate you so you're not Santa Claus anymore. Well, maybe I ought to quit pretending that I'm Santa Claus and take off the red suit and the beard. Doesn't exist. A nice thought around Christmas, but Santa Claus doesn't exist, folks. They want Congress. And you believe that a country, I think we're over 300 million people, do not know their status. They don't even know the right flag of our country. Not the flag of the United States of America. It's the flag of the United States. There's no Love America on the end of it. We're not citizens of the United States. That's a fictional status. We're American citizens because we're born on the soil. We're citizens of the United States of America, my traveling citizenship amongst all these sovereign countries called the several states. And when I plant myself down in New York, I became a citizen of New York, of the law of the land, a citizen of that sovereign country called the several states. And our forefathers had it all figured out that when you travel to any of the other several states under the privileges and immunities, you have the same treatment under those laws. Well, we're out of time, so sure.